You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
Rita and I saw an outstanding movie called The Book Thief. It's a story from the pen of author Marcus Zusak and is about a young girl in a town occupied by the Germans during the Second World War.
Rarely do we come across such a gripping tale as this about Nazi occupation. It's the story of a girl who helps to hide a young Jew in her home. And it's a tale of bravery, faithfulness and love.
We won't give even a hint of the storyline of The Book Thief, because if we did, it would spoil its viewing and the wonderful experience of seeing this outstanding movie. But it is a must-see for everyone. So, if you can, don't miss it.
Today's program is not about a book thief, but a soul thief. It's about a being who is the enemy of human souls and the arch enemy of Almighty God.
Our story goes back to the very beginning of Earth time. It happened just after God created humankind, a time when the whisper of death was heard in a perfect environment, and the result? Our first parents listened to and fell for those satanic lies.
Back in those ancient times, God gave a command to Adam and Eve that they shouldn't eat of a certain tree, because if they did, in time they would surely die. Now Satan, God's enemy and theirs, put the great lie to them that they wouldn't die. So they ate and brought death into the human experience.
We all know about death, even if it hasn't happened to us yet. But it's all around us. Not only are we humans susceptible, but the animal world is too. But God wasn't taken by surprise. He had a remedy for our terrible situation. His remedy came in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ.
The Bible says he bled and died in our place, so that one day we might have eternal life with him in heaven. Now that's good news. That's the best news you'll ever hear. How wonderful to know that we can be with God when we pass from this sphere of trouble and death and go to be with him.
The Bible says God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now that's good news. Yes, that's also great love, that God's holy Son would come to earth to pay the price demanded by God for us to be with him when we die.
The Bible says God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. But saved from what? Saved from eternal death? Saved from damnation?
The Bible states unequivocally that only by God's unmerited favour can we have eternal life and one day go to be with him in heaven. In his letter to the Ephesian Christians, Paul the Apostle said, "It is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and that faith is not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so no one can boast."
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.